The new COVID-19 booster shot is now available, and it's going into arms around the country this week. It targets the original strain of COVID that overwhelmed the world 2 years ago, plus the newer Omicron subvariants. Here to tell us more is Sarah Overmall. She is Washington correspondent for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Sarah, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And remind us again why this shot is better than previous boosters that are already out there.
Well, the previous boosters were essentially just the original regimen over again. And so this is supposed to be targeting both the original virus, the one that we all got our first and second doses for, and the Omicron subvariants BA5 and BA4 that have been dominant now for months in the country and the world, causing, you know, a stagnating level of deaths and hospitalizations and still a lot of transmission. I think we all know a lot of people who've gotten breakthrough cases lately.
Right. And who's eligible for this booster?
So the Pfizer and BioNTech one is for anybody over the age of 12, and then the Moderna one is authorized right now for people 18 and older. Officials have signaled that once they get more human data, those could start to come down and more children could be getting these boosters, but for now, it's most adults.
If you've recently gotten a previous booster, or if you've recently gotten COVID, are doctors recommending that you go back out and get this new booster shot?
Not yet. They're saying wait a little while, especially if, you know, you are at risk of certain things, that you can actually wait several months. And that kind of is in line with previous booster recommendations. If you had already gotten COVID, you know, there is a certain level of immunity that's going to last for a little while with that. The thing that they are stressing, though, is that they want as many people as possible to be getting this in the next few weeks to prepare for what they assume will be a fall or winter wave of cases.
I see. Now, Dr. Ashish Jha, who is the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, talked about boosters yesterday. Here he is.
Barring any new variant curveballs, we've seen curveballs, but barring those variant curveballs, for a large majority of Americans, we are moving to a point where a single annual COVID shot should provide a high degree of protection against serious illness all year. That's an important milestone.
So he says we're moving toward this milestone of one booster per year, something more like an annual flu shot. Is that where we are right now with this new booster formula?
That's where a lot of people want us to be right now with this new formula. I think it's too early to say whether that's going to be the case. I mean, we do want to move towards this sort of predictable schedule like the flu vaccine. But as you noticed in Dr. Jha's words, he caveated that pretty heavily, saying, you know, barring a curveball, they've learned from past waves, from Delta, from Omicron, that when they start to assume things, this virus surprises. It adapts very quickly. New variants come very quickly. We don't know what could happen next. For now, what they are most stressing is that we've got to keep a schedule going for immunocompromised people. So in Dr. Jha's remarks the other day as well, he was talking about, even if you are young and healthy, think about what this means for, you know, your sick grandmother, your immunocompromised coworker, a child who can't get vaccinated. Think about other people for now.
But that's the other challenge that public health officials are facing, is that there's a lot of pandemic fatigue out there at this point. Do we have a sense yet of what the demand for this booster will be? Will people go out and get it?
That's really the million-dollar question. And you said it with pandemic fatigue. I mean, it's been hard to make the case to people, especially young and healthy people, when all around them, safety measures, public health measures, masking, social distancing requirements are being lowered. So people are growing complacent, and the government is trying to message that we aren't quite there yet. In terms of what they're expecting with the new boosters, they know that we are not going to have the same rush for them as we did with the original vaccines, or even with the first booster. The first booster, only roughly 30% of people got it. That's 100 million adults, and they've ordered 175 million doses of this new booster. So already we have potentially more shots than people are going to get. And I think that that was another reason why Dr. Jha threw out that we could soon be moving towards an annual schedule. It's kind of this idea that if you just do this one more time, we could be closer to normalcy.
Sarah Overmall is Washington correspondent for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication, talking to us about the new COVID booster shot. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you for having me.